said you're committed to getting full funding for LWCF by 2014. I wonder if you could talk about your plans for how we should get to full funding, and whether you think there is a dedicated funding stream, an additional dedicated funding stream that we can add to what's been proposed by Congress but has never really been, has only been fully funded, I believe, twice since the program started.
Senator Shaheen, let me first say thank you for your leadership on this issue, and thank the chairman of the committee, Senator Bingaman, and others who worked hard on trying to get full funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. I do agree with you. It is part of our tourism and job creation strategy that comes through conservation, as we see through L.L. Bean and so many other wonderful stories that have a presence in your state, the hunting community, the angling community, boaters. It's a big part of the future of these United States. As I've said often in front of this committee, both when I was on that side of the dais and on this side, the reality of it is that it's been a broken promise to America during the 1960s. It was authorized to take a portion of the proceeds that come from offshore oil and gas production. And yet, if you look at the books of the Treasury, it is now more than $17 billion that are owed to the conservation programs of this country. So even in these tough fiscal times, I think it's important for us to continue to look for the possibility of that funding. It pains me, frankly, when I look at the list of land water conservation projects, which we are not able to fund. Senator Barroso just left, but we're putting a significant amount of money into buying some of the holdings in the Grand Teton National Park. In every one of your states, there are huge needs, and these are probably in the $5 billion a year range for the foreseeable future. And so, from my point of view, the $465 or $450 million set forth in the 2013 budget is a fraction of what is needed. But it is, as I said at the outset, this is a very tough budget, and it's a very painful budget for me personally. If we could find ways of doing more with LWCF, I think we should be open to that. And I'll note Senator Landrieu and Senator Alexander, in the passage of the COMESA Act, actually were able to set aside a permanent conservation royalty, and maybe there's more of that that can be done.
Thank you. I was pleased to work with some members of your staff after the